We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew. We come today to chapter 22, and we'll read verses 1 to 22. There's two passages in this passage. The first is the parable of the wedding guest, and it's a pretty simple story, but it makes a number of points. It starts off with a picture of the gospel. There's a Lord, and he's having a wedding for his son, and he sends the invitations out. And the guests who receive them are not interested. And some of them actually abuse and even kill the servants who sent out the messages. Now, of course, that's a picture that Jesus is confronting Israel in its unbelief, its persecution of the prophets. And in this parable, the king is angry and he sends his troops out and he slays those who'd rejected him. But then he tells his servants to go out and invite other people. And this is a picture of the gospel in our generation. It's actually a wonderful passage. Many very good sermons have been preached about world missions and gospel evangelism from the line of verse 9. Go therefore into the highways and byways and compel them to come in. Bring them in. And that is how we're saved, because God sent forth people with the invitation through the gospel for us to come to the banquet of eternal life. Now, there's a little episode as well that one of the people is found, and the king comes to him, and he's not wearing the wedding garment. And the king is going to ask him, why is there without a wedding garment? And he doesn't have one, and so he's expelled. Now, this is a picture of the great reality that if we want to be in heaven, we need to have righteousness. That's what the garment is about. The righteousness by which to enter and live in God's holy heaven. How will sinners like you and me get that? Well, the answer is Jesus Christ. It's a picture of the imputation of the righteousness of Christ that we receive through faith. That blessed truth that when we trust Jesus, sinner though we are cleansed in his righteousness. And we fit in God's holy presence. And then finally, the man is thrown outward, and we have some words here that are a vivid description. It's a metaphor, but it's a metaphor of what? Something very dreadful, his picture of hell, an outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, it's a very powerful parable. Now, briefly, from verses 15 to 22, very surprisingly, the Pharisees, hearing this, instead of repenting and believing, they seek to trip Jesus up, and they're always trying to get him into trouble. And in this case, they're going to deal with the need to pay a temple tax to the Romans. And they ask Jesus what he thinks of that. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Now, they're hoping to, they think they have him on the horns of a dilemma. By the way, here's a pro tip. You never have Jesus on the horns of a dilemma. But they think if he says, pay the temple tax, the people will reject him as, you know, he's supporting the Gentile rulers. Or if he says, no, don't pay the temple tax, well, the Romans will get him. But Jesus is not so easily cornered. He asked for a coin, the actual denarius, and apparently had an image of Caesar. And he says, whose image is this? Caesar. He says, now, these are important words for us. They teach us that we're to render civil obedience so long as it does not involve disobedience to God. Render to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar. That includes taxes. That includes civil obedience. People will say, I shouldn't pay my taxes if the world's going to put them to evil use. I assure you the world is likely to put them to evil use. I'm sorry to hear that. Caesar was certainly going to do that. That was for him and God. The people were to render obedience to the civil authority. But then he says, render to God the things that are God's. Now, we owe taxation. We owe civil obedience to the civil magistrate. What do we owe to God? We owe everything to God. And so it's really not a difficult matter. And Jesus shows, it concludes, and they marvel. Well, that's because he is the Lord. Well, with that introduction, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. We'll begin at verse 1 of Matthew 22. And again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. And he sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered. Everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. But they paid no attention. They went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. Well, the king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. "Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find." And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, "Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, "Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen." Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. And they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.